Star 1310, and our guest is Sasha Mercado. Sasha, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Sasha, folks know you from the seventh season of Idol. How was it doing Idol?
It was a great experience because it was pretty much like a boot camp for me. You have to learn so much information, like so many songs, do interviews, meet your fans, so much about the music industry you just learn in a short amount of time. So it was challenging because, you know, the whole world is watching your growth and your process, but it was also a very great learning experience for me.
You did the Whitney Houston song. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the way you held that note.
Thank you.
And I think you did a great job. My question is, how did you feel that moment when it looks like Simon just blew you out of the water, you know, out of nowhere? I mean, how did that make you feel?
You know, I always try to take every comment as constructive criticism, even the ones that I didn't understand. Because, you know, it's confusing when you feel like you did okay, and someone tells you, well, you didn't do okay. But, you know, it's such a blur just trying to look back on everything. Like I barely can remember like how I was feeling at that moment, but I've learned from the show that the most important opinion is the one that you have of yourself.
Hey.
So I was very hard on myself during the show because I was so nervous and like I would have like anxiety attacks backstage, like literally, like I felt like I was taken out of my element a little bit doing American Idol because it was just such a nerve-wracking time for me. But, you know, somehow I got through it, and I tried my best. I worked really hard, you know, behind the scenes. You know, I would just go over my song over and over and over again so I could be as prepared as I could. But, you know, I just tried to take every comment, you know, with a grain of salt.
Do you think this was a well-worth experience Idol?
Oh, definitely. I would not be where I am right now if I didn't do that. I don't regret anything that I've done. Leading up, you know, to the moment I'm in right now, because that experience with all the people that I met, you know, I was able to grow from it, and it is one of the reasons why I'm here right now.
How about the Broadway tour Dreamgirls? How did you like doing that?
Oh, that was such an exhausting tour. We did 8 to 9 shows a week. I was in high heels for 3 hours. Singing and dancing, and I mean like dancing, like a lot of torso movement. Like I had 3 15-second quick changes.
Wow.
And over 22 costume changes, 17 wigs. All together in the show, there was like over 300 costumes. It was just such a huge production. We were working with state-of-the-art, you know, technology. We were using LED lights, the panels, and, you know, our set was massive, and to have to move that, like, from city to city. The great part about Dreamgirls was I was able to connect with my fans and really gain some new fans in the, you know, the musical theater world and the Broadway community. And, you know, I got to do what I love. You know, I've always loved to do singing, acting, and dancing, and I got to do all of that, you know, every single night, 8 to 9 times a week. I was working with an amazing cast, very talented people. I learned so much from them. I grew so much from them, and my voice got stronger and stronger, you know, every week. So as an artist, you know, it really helped me understand that, wow, you know, I could do this performance thing, like I could do the singing and the dancing. Like it really gave me a lot of confidence that, you know, after American Idol, coming off that show, that I kind of was lacking a little bit. So Dreamgirls really helped me in the confidence area.
Now, the movie Dreams, tell us about that and tell us about your role.
Well, actually, I auditioned for a movie like a couple of years ago. I ended up not doing the movie. I got the part, ended up not doing it, and the casting director for that movie had me in mind for this movie. So I read the script, and I fell in love with the character Mia, who her past was very rough growing up with her parents. She had a very troubled childhood, and that resulted in her fear of singing. And Mia has a beautiful voice, but you could never hear it throughout the movie because she was just trying to overcome her fears of, abuse that she went through when she was a child. And you see four different characters, four of the main characters. You see their journey and, their growth of trying to overcome their past. They're all tied together by their past. And the one thing I loved about this movie was there was so much stress going on in my life during the time when we shot this movie. So it was kind of like it was very therapeutic for me because being on the road doing Dreamgirls, working on music and recording and having so much going on, when they said action, I was able to let all those emotions out. And, it was just a great learning, a first experience for me. And Joel Cappity is an amazing director. He really, helped me along the way, made me feel comfortable. And, I've been studying acting my entire life, but it's just different when you actually are on set and you're actually doing something that you love and you've studied for so long. So I had the great pleasure of working with him and Marvin and Vicky and Mel Jackson and so many talented people. And they were a pleasure to work with.
Was it challenging to you when you found out that you were doing the lead role? Was that a challenge for Sasha?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I even considered maybe not doing the movie at one point wow. Because I was like, this is so much to take on while I'm doing a tour. Like I was, when I got the phone call, I was actually about to go on stage to do a show. And I thought to myself, you know what, this message is too powerful to turn down. Like, I knew that God would make a way so that I was able to balance my schedule so that I could make time to really invest in this role because I felt like Mia's story and the story of, of all the main characters really needed to be told. And with me being in that movie, I knew that I was going to be able to deliver it the way that it was supposed to be. And I just knew that this was for me. Like, I had to do this. Like, I connected to it. And it was a big challenge, but somehow I'm always attracted to challenges.
Okay.
I find when my schedule is really, really busy, I work my best, kind of. Like, it's like I'm on, like, let's go, let's grind, let's do this mode. So it all works out for the best.
Sasha McCardo is our guest. Let's talk about your music. How would you describe your music? You have a very beautiful voice, a powerful voice.
Thank you.
And when one sees you, the first thing we see is that beautiful smile.